Thanks again for joining on another one of our company update calls. We always appreciate you for tuning in. Today we'll be looking at Renergen, and they recently released their full year results for 2024, or the summary of their financial results. Starting off, not much of our view has changed since our last update. Taking also into account, we think a lot of the results from the full year is quite similar to the half year results. But looking at an overall view, we do believe that it does have unique assets or in-demand resources going forward. And also combined with that, as it's still a business that's setting up its operations and growing, there's still a lot of growth, potentially becoming 13 times the size as phase two is estimated to be a significantly larger than phase one or the pilot phase. We, however, do see risks with Renergen. The main risk for me currently is being the successful fundraising, and what we also do mean by this is the part of where they are going to issue equity, and the equity should not dilute the current ownership too much. So it's a lot dependent on what pricing they do get. And then another risk also worth noting is that this phase two, which will be the main business, we're only looking at about 2027 or thereabout, and this is quite a long timeline, so that there could be a lot of risks during this period, or it's a quite far out horizon to forecast. And also taking into account time value of money, as you could have earned potentially some other returns in the meanwhile in that regard. And then it does have the normal operational and commodity type risks as you would expect from this type of commodity company. And it's always just worth noting that the auditors did raise a going concern in their opinion. We therefore have a sell recommendation for the time being of an intrinsic value of 7 rand and 80 cents.